I should go to bed. If I were one of my clients, I'd tell myself to go to bed, which would explain why I'm standing in front of a bar I've never been to, where I likely won't know anyone. Straight from the airport, not bothering to stop at home because all I've got is my messenger bag. The bar isn't as polished as the places I usually frequent. I don't want to see anyone I have a relationship with right now. It's not often I get worn out, but a weekend at a funeral, that'll do it. Even if it's in paradise. Maybe especially if it's in paradise, because death shouldn't happen in a place like that. But I suppose people die everywhere, all the time. This is why I can't go home yet. Have to get some of this leftover melancholy out of my system before I ruffle Matthew's mother hen feathers. He'd mean well, but I don't feel like being clucked over. So I tug open the door, the curved metal of the handle smooth and slick under my touch, and walk through the door. The bar's dark, but even so, scanning the room, I don't see anyone familiar. For the most part, I enjoy running into clients in the wild. I take their cues, either making conversation or not. Mostly not. I'm a shameful secret for many of them. I get it. I provide a service. An essential one, if they're to be believed, but a secret one nonetheless. I'm very good with secrets. There's an empty booth at the back. I head toward it because having your back to the wall is always a good idea. But a movement behind the bar attracts my attention and I hesitate. Handsome man. Black, tall, built. His black t-shirt is stretched taut over his broad chest and he looks harried, even though he's got a bright white smile plastered on his clean-shaven face. But there aren't many people crowding the wooden counter. Oak, probably, reclaimed, because that's the kind of place this is. A familiar voice sounds at the back of my head. What is he worried about? What does he need? Helping people is the best and most important thing you can ever do. I slacken my tie and tip my head as I undo the first button of my shirt, loosening my collar. Leave it, Walter. I came here because I need not to care about someone else for a couple of hours. No shame in that. But that stupid voice, it won't shut up. It never does. Besides, nothing makes me feel better than being in control, and helping someone is a good way to gain control. So I change course, sling my messenger bag under an empty stool at the far end of the bar, take a seat, and watch. The guy's a mix of graceful economy of movement, I'm guessing military, but maybe a serious athlete, and uncertainty, as if he has no idea what he's doing. New? It's a Sunday night, not a bad time to start a new guy. He wipes his hands on the short gray apron tied around his hips and spins, looking for something. Whatever it is, he doesn't find it because his eyes land on me. In that blink, I can tell. Gay. Or some stripe of queer. Whatever he is, he likes the look of me. Sure he does. There's a slight constriction in my chest. A silent laugh. I'm worn out. I should be at home, having Matthew undress me and catching up on the non-urgent communiques I let slide while I was in Kona. Instead, I'm in some random-ass bar, trolling this bartender who seems out of place somehow. Vanilla, for all I know. I raise an eyebrow and tip my head toward the couple he was serving. Back to work, barkeep. He blinks at me again, shakes his head, the hint of a smile curling up one side of his full mouth. The possibility of the words, yes, sir, coming out of that mouth enters my mind, and yes, a possibility. He finds the bottle opener he'd been looking for, cracks a couple of craft beers, and hands them over to the couple before heading over to me. What can I get for you? You on your knees in the bathroom in 5 minutes. If there were another person working the bar, I might say it. It works more often than you'd think. Manhattan. What I'd really like is a laureate. I could be at home having Matthew make up a batch, but instead I'm perched on an uncomfortable, vinyl-covered bar stool and wondering what the bartender's shaved head would feel like under my fingertips while he eagerly undid my belt. Would he enjoy it if I slipped it out from the belt loops and put it around his neck? Not tight. I don't do breath play with newbies, or hardly anyone really, but I could tighten it enough to make him feel vulnerable, controlled. Mine? Maybe he'd like that. I study him as he makes the drink, and I get the impression he's not new. No, it's worse than that. There's enough confidence, competence, in the way he carries himself he could pull it off if that were the only issue. I suspect not only is this guy new at this bar, but he's not, in fact, a bartender at all.